When you have a dream and you start working toward it and you share that dream that you have with other people, they're not going to see it like you do. They'll laugh at you. They'll think you're crazy. And sometimes you're going to think you're crazy too. You're going to question yourself.
It's hard. It's hard when everyone around you is doubting you and making fun of you and telling you to give it up, that you're wasting your time. It's very hard. But you know what? Every great successful person was ridiculed before they were revered.
Life is not easy. It is not. Don't try to make it that way. Life's not fair. It never was. It isn't now, and it won't ever be. Do not fall into the trap, the entitlement trap, of feeling like you're a victim. You are not. Get over it and get on with it.
Stop telling your visions to other people, because they're not going to see it. Why you think you keep imagining opening a business? Why you keep imagining graduating, getting a better job? Why do you keep imagining buying a house? Why do you keep imagining driving a really nice car? Why do you keep imagining getting rich one day? Why do you keep imagining that? Because the universe is talking to you. It's showing you something that it has for you.
Your perception has everything to do with how this year is going to work. It is not what you perceive about me. It's what I perceive about me.
Have opinions and feelings about yourself, independent of the feedback. The day that you allow the opinions of the outside world to dictate the way you feel about yourself, it is the beginning of the end of you living a blessed and self-loving, secure life. It is not the car that I drive or any of the jewelry that I own or the size of my house that defines my self-worth. I'm hot. I'm hot. I'm hot when you don't think I'm hot. I'm amazing when you don't think I'm amazing. I love me even if you stop loving me. You can say the nastiest, meanest, evilest shit that you could ever conjure up. It will never change the way I feel about myself.
It's not what they say about you that matters. It is what you say about you that threatens your destiny. You will never be defeated by what they say about you. You will be defeated by what you say about you.
I am great, and I don't owe anybody an apology. I am phenomenal, and I don't owe anybody an apology. I am going to do great things, and I don't owe anybody an apology.
Stand up for your dream. Stand up for what you want in your life. You've got to talk to yourself day in and day out. You've got to say, yes, I can make it. The last chapter to my life has not been written yet. If you judge me now, you'll judge me prematurely. I'm still in the process of transforming my life. I'm still in the process of becoming. Yes! Yes!
It's your dream. Nobody's gonna see it like you do it. It's your dream. Nobody's gonna feel it like you feel it. It's your dream. Nobody's gonna be as dedicated to it as you are. It's your dream, and they don't have to understand, and they don't have to like it, and they don't have to do it. It doesn't make a difference. It's your dream, and you, my friend, have been given the task to make it happen, and you can't let anything stop you from doing what you were called to do. I was created to do great things, and I will no longer ask others for their permission.
I don't expect you to believe in my dream like I believe in my dream. And the problem with some of y'all is you want somebody else to support your dream. It's yours. I don't owe you a dime. It's your dream. If you want it to happen, get your butt up and make it happen. If you want it to happen, rise and grind. Because this is my time. This is my moment. Tomorrow, tomorrow, tomorrow. Ain't no such thing as tomorrow. We only got today.
I need specifics. What are you doing on Monday? What are you doing on Tuesday? What are you doing on Wednesday? You need to be very specific. It's time to put your pieces together of your puzzle. I put mine together. I put this life together. I made this happen. Nobody helped me get here. I had to get up. I had to go to class. I had to read. I had to study. I had to write. I understood that the dream is real, but the lifestyle is real. You gotta earn this. Let the dream strip you. Let it remake and mold you. Life gonna whip your butt. Life is gonna bully you. Stop crying. Be demanding. Let it hit you, but don't let it punk you. We all go through it. Some of you, though, you let your pain pump you. You let your pain make you quit. You have come too far to quit now. You have invested too much to quit now. You have lost too much to quit now. Get a reward for your pain. Don't cry about it. Don't whine about it. Get a reward for it. And for some of you, you stop dreaming. You dream for a week and you stop because things around you don't look good. You dream for a month, and when you get hit in the mouth, you quit and you give up. You dream for a while, and when people tell you crazy, when people tell you stupid, when people tell you can never get done, you stop dreaming and you go back to knowledge. And I dare you to use your imagination. I dare you when you're broke to use your imagination. I dare you when you're rich to use your imagination. I dare you under every single circumstance, keep dreaming, keep focusing on your dream. Keep going after the dream because that's where true success is.
Because of our mental conditioning, we unconsciously build a case on why we can't do something. You can't do that. You don't have any college training. You can't do that. You don't have the money. You don't have the contacts.
It's a natural inclination for us to put ourselves down. See, we are born negative, I think, in a negative consciousness because we live in a negative world.
Don't let this negative world get to you. Don't let it win.
Stop beating up on yourself. You do it. I know you do it. I've done it.
Life is serious, and you have to be serious about taking care of your mental state.
So I'm saying learn to be your own booster. Start building yourself up. Start encouraging yourself. If you don't program your mind will be programmed because human beings are goal-oriented. Turn a deaf ear to people that all they can do is talk about how negative things are because they have bought into the consciousness of the world. Start listening to tapes on a daily basis to begin to recondition your mind, to retrain your thinking. Listen to things that can empower you, that can enable you to create a new reality for yourself and a new life for yourself. You might appear to be strange around most people,
but you've got to learn how to tune out the critics outside and the critic inside. You ignore that inner voice and all of the external voices. Don't judge the possibilities for what you can do based upon the circumstances, because the circumstances won't determine who you are.
Start saying, I can do this. I can make this happen. Come on, man, get yourself together.
You can do this. You can handle this. This is not a big deal. You're amazing. This too shall pass.
You can handle this. You just haven't figured it out yet. You can do this. Other people have done it. Doesn't take an Einstein. Take some seminars, workshops, read some books on how to manage your business.
You've got your gifts. You've got your talents. Stay focused on what you're doing. Focus your energy.
That kind of talk, saying that to yourself, drives back the other voices of negativity that we all have.
You've got to be willing to prepare yourself and do the best you can. Take your best shot.
Start working and developing yourself now and prepare yourself for what it is that you want because you expect to get it.
Do you have the courage to believe in your own ideas? Do you have the courage to think something beyond where you are? Because if you can think, you can change. You can move. You can evolve. You can grow. You can become. You are one thought away from a great reformation in your life. One thought away from being a millionaire. One thought from overcoming. You are one thought away from the greatest experience you have ever had in your life. Your credit is not a problem. Your house is not a problem. Your situation is not a problem. Your thoughts are the problem. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Everything starts in the thoughts you think. If you think little, you go little. If you think weak, you go weak. If you think up, you go up. One thought. Look out from where you are. What you see is what you'll be. If you see nothing, you'll be nothing. So now is the season for you to move distractions, confusion, turmoil out of the way to find a peaceful place where you can meditate and think, what am I going to do at this season of my life? What could I do with the circumstances of my life? What would you do with what you have to make it better? One thought delivers you from hopping around in the failures of your past to standing up like a man and say, I'm going to be defined by what's in front of me and not what's behind me. You will not beat me because I think myself to be strong enough to fight you back off of me.
How much time you really waste? For real.
How much time do you have left? When you start thinking about that, we don't know.
Right now, we have the most valuable asset on Earth on our side, time. But it's running out. And to make that first step towards greatness is the hardest step.
And you're gonna have to fight and fight and fight and fight. And most of you won't be successful, not because you can't do it, but you can't outlast your old you long enough to get to your new you.
Because let's face it, when the alarm goes off, you got your head on that soft pillow. It's all nice and cozy and warm in there. You do not feel like getting up. You should not. That snooze alarm is the dream killer. When you press that snooze button, you're killing your dreams.
Every single day when you wake up, you got two options. You can look at the clock and hit the snooze. You can look at that snooze button, boom. You can hit the snooze button and go back to bed and dream about what you want to have. Or you can look at that snooze button, kick that clock and get up and go pursue your dreams.
So easy to put things off. So easy to say you're gonna do it tomorrow. Well, I want you to reprogram your brain and tell yourself that tomorrow is not a viable option. Tomorrow doesn't work. You do it today. You get it done today. That's what you do.
If you can get through to doing things that you hate to do, on the other side is greatness.
No more excuses. No more hesitation. No more procrastination. No more negotiation. No more. Go on the attack. You don't stop until it's done.
Don't expect front row seats if you're giving nosebleed effort. Everybody want to win. Everybody want to be on the winning team. Everybody want to win, but everybody don't want to work. Everybody wants a reward, but everybody don't have to want to work. We all got to work. I got to show up and show up 120. Every time, where much is given, much is required, but you're going to get the rewards. Rewards come after you work, not before. The only place where success comes before work is in the dictionary.
We're not going to wait. We're going to do work. We're going to put in work. Because every time you put in work, you get the same consequences. You get paid. You get rewarded.
Discipline is you do it so long and so hard and you're so passionate about it that even when you don't feel like it, you still operate at the highest level.
Beast mode is I will not stop when others stop. I will not quit when it gets hard. I will not complain. I will not worry. I will not fret. I will find a way when there is no way. I will make a door when there is no door. I will create a window when there is no window. I will create finance when there is no finance. I will find an opportunity when it doesn't exist. But I will not be defeated because I know what my desires are and I know what I deserve.
The reason why you stop and you start and you stop and you start is because the goal is not meaningful enough. You don't have enough skin in it. You don't have nothing to lose if you don't do it. What I'm telling you is you got to create the type of scenario that if it doesn't work, you lose everything. And because you cannot lose everything, you got to make it happen.
If you just decide, I'm going to keep my word. If I say something, I'm going to do it regardless. Being more considerate, more trusting, more disciplined. You owe it to yourself to give it your best effort. If you get in the habit of being mediocre or doing just enough to get by, you're not hurting anybody but you. You're cheating you. If you follow it through, if you keep your commitment to the commitment, you'll feel strong and powerful. That kind of commitment, that kind of spirit, that kind of personal power, that kind of vision is in you.
Decide to be better. Decide to get better. Decide to get after it.
Everybody in your life will have a turn back moment. No matter who you are, you're going to have such a period in your life where it seems like it's not working. You're going to have doubts. You're going to have a lot of trials and tribulations and challenges. You always have a moment in your life where the direction you're going, you will have to make a decision to keep going or you turn back. The sad thing is the average person turns back.
And it doesn't matter how you get knocked down in life, because that's going to happen. All that matters is that you got to get up.
Fall down, get back up again. Fall down, get back up again. Fall down, get back up again.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
The hardships that we've had are actually the things that teach us
the skills and the perspective we need to actually become what we want to be.
And if you quit, if you falter, if you stop, all the pain will be for nothing.
Now, if you know what you're worth, then go out and get what you're worth. But you got to be willing to take the hits and not pointing fingers saying you ain't where you want to be because of him or her or anybody. Cowards do that, and that ain't you. You're better than that.
I don't care how low you are. I don't care what you have done. I don't care what you have experienced. I don't care how devastated your life might appear to be, the shambles it might be in. Wherever you are in life, ladies and gentlemen, you've got comeback power. There's a power in you that can enable you to be stronger and better than anything that's out here. Once you begin to know who you are, once you discover this power, the perfect essence of who you are, that's in all of us, that's permeating our being, that enable us to be the directors of our lives, it will set you free from believing, I can't see myself doing any better. That you truly can live a healthy, happy, prosperous life, and that you can make it in what are called the worst of times. Tough times never last, but tough people do, and you are tough.
Whatever it is I want, this price is going to get much higher than this. It's going to get harder than this. And I've decided in advance it's going to be difficult, and I've decided in advance to stay in. I'm going to stay in the hunt. I'm going to stay fighting. I'm going to stay busting it. I'm going to pay the price until I get what it is that I deserve.
The people in life that win play offense, not defense. Stop backing into everything. Stand up. Bow your back a little bit. Start to walk a little different. Start to be that best version of you.
You have to resolve yourself today that you're going to win, that you're going to dominate, that you're not average and ordinary. There has to become a point where you make a decision. We're going to dominate. We're here to win. We are not here to play. And that takes some intestinal fortitude. It takes a decision. I'm where I'm at because I just flat decided. At some point, I get to choose who I am. The world doesn't tell me who I am.
And in every family, there's a the one that eventually shows up in a family. They rise up and changes the whole family forever. I'm the damn one. And in your family, you could be the one.
It's you. You've got to make it your personal business to make it happen. And you've got to resolve within yourself that I'm the one. I'm the one to make this happen. But you know it's going to be hard. But find out what will make it worth it for you. When life drops you to your knees, your reasons will help you get back up. Why are you here, Les?
Because I want to make Mama proud.
Why are you here, Les? I promised my kids something to do for them. I'm gonna give them a better life. I want to leave them a legacy. I'm not gonna give up. Go back, fool, go back. No. The people that are running after that dream know they're gonna have hard times. They keep on running because they're saying within themselves, I'm the one. No matter how bad it is or how bad it gets, I'm going to make it.
Life is going to beat you upside your head. Life will strip you to the core.
You will cry. It's okay. It's a part of the deal.
The real challenge of growth comes when you get knocked down.
You're laying on the mat, gasping, and you don't know what you're going to do.
How you handle it, that's where the growth takes place.
If somebody came and knocked you down, there ain't nothing you can do about it. But if I come back a week later, you're still on the ground, we got a problem. And some of you say, it ain't my fault. You're right. The way you were born, what happened to you is not your fault. But doggone it, you still on the ground after 20 years? If you get knocked down, there's nothing you can do about it. But getting back up has every single thing to do with you. I just need you to identify what your pain is. And then I need you to ask yourself what you're going to do about it.
You have a choice how you respond to your pain. You are not the only person that's been through a divorce, boo. Get over it. You're not the first one, you won't be the last one. You can turn that divorce into something. You're not the first one to lose your promotion and get fired. You're not the first one. You're not the first one they let go of. You won't be the last one. The question is, what you gonna do about it?
You have a choice to either give up or keep going. Give up or get up.
You have to save your own life. Nobody's gonna be able to save it for you. So we have to do what we have to do, no matter what it is.
You're going to have to be your own hero. So you can stop waiting for it, you can stop wishing for it, and you can get on with the rest of your life.
I love myself enough not to be trapped in the same doggone spot for the rest of my life.
I'm not stupid. I see what's going on, but I don't want to focus on that, because if I put my energy into something negative, automatically my body's going to respond and I'm going to start doing negative stuff. That's the way the body is designed. You talk negative and your body does negative. You talk negative, you get diseases. You talk negative, mentally certain things happen. I'm not stupid. I know how to talk negative, but I've come to realize that when you think optimistically and you speak positively, you can speak those things which are not as though they were. You can say certain things out your mouth and make it happen.
You want affirmation? Look yourself in the mirror and say, I think I can. I think I can. I know I can. Do whatever it takes. You your biggest driver.
You see, the fight's not over if you've been knocked down. It's only over if you quit.
All I'm saying is don't quit. I didn't say don't rest. I didn't say don't recover. I said don't quit. Mentally, you ain't got to take off. Mentally, you can stay connected.
And some of you are not successful because every single time you run up against a trial, every time you run up against a tribulation, you stop and you give it up too easy. I need effort from you. I need you to match whatever effort the enemy is putting up. Match the doggone effort. At the end of pain is your million. At the end of pain is your reward. At the end of pain is your productivity. At the end of pain is your promise. So stop crying about it and use your energy to get through it.
You gotta look at life when life knocks you down and says, this all you got? Is this it? I was born in the dark, shaped in the dark, molded by the dark. I will break you. You recycle your pain. You use your pain.
Pain is temporary. Pain is your friend. Pain is going to take you to the next level. No pain, no gain. But I want you to feel that pain going through your body. And as pain leaves your body, guess what's going to take its place? Success.
Recycle your pain. You can decide the shape, the form. You can decide the product that comes from your pain. I cannot stop what happens to me, but I can dictate how I respond.
But if you weep, you will be broke. And I'm not here because I'm the best. I'm here because they tried to break me, and they couldn't. I invested too much to quit. I made too many sacrifices to give up. So when life happens, I don't just sit there and cry. I buck back.
Average people live off talent. Phenomenal people live off efforts.
Life gonna whip your butt. Life is gonna bully you. Stop whining. Stop crying. Nobody cares. Let it hit you, but don't let it punk you.
And I'm telling you right now, don't give up. I'm telling you right now, don't give in. Get through it.
I don't care if you're sick. I don't care what you're going through. If you're not dead, he ain't through with you yet. As long as you're waking up, you're still in the game. As long as you're alive, you can still make it happen. As long as there's breath in your nostrils, you're still in the game. You still can win. Now get your butt up.
And you will promise me that from this day forward, you will not be defeated.
There's a moment when you say to yourself, it can't be done.
At some point, everything's going to go south on you. And you're going to say, this is it. This is how I end. Now, you can either accept that or you can get to work. You just begin. You do the math. You solve one problem and you solve the next one.
Instead of backing down, you push yourself forward into the unknown.
Do you realize that every day you thought you wasn't going to make it? Do you remember them days where you thought it was absolutely unbearable and you thought you wasn't going to endure that one? Do you know that your survival rate for every last one of them bad days is 100%? You batting 1,000. You survived every hater. You survived all the evictions. You survived the firings. You survived all the tell you no, we ain't hiring. You survived all the trouble you ever been in. Your survival rate is 100%.
You got to proactively prepare to catch yourselves. When you find yourself getting negative with people that you have allowed to push your buttons, when you find yourself becoming negative about what's happening to you and the circumstances that you're involved in.
This belongs to you. This is yours. You're the captain. You're the master. You're the foreman. You're the general. You're the head. Don't give control of this to nobody.
You're going to hit a wall. Everybody hits the wall
And that wall shocked some people. That wall knocked the life out of some people. That wall discouraged some people. That wall is painful. Some will choose to go back. But there's some small number who, when they hit that wall, they decide, wait a minute, I'm supposed to be over there. This person doesn't care about the pain because this person knows something. There's no gain without pain. So this person comes back anyhow, again and again and again. And if you keep on hitting that wall, here's what happens to you, that you will have an incredible breakthrough. And it's as if the universe says, let's help him out. I admire that kind of tenacity. Let's give her a hand. Let's send her assistance, send her resources. It will come out of nowhere. As you're working times with tears falling down your face, and you'll look back on the times and you will cherish those times.
Whatever storm you found yourself in today, don't give up. And I know it hurts, and I know you don't want to take it anymore. Your dreams look like you're seeing them from underwater, but don't give up. You have not seen the best days of your life yet.
But you have to start living your life in expectation. You have got to start expecting great things to happen for you in order for it to happen. If you live your life in expectations, that's what happens to you. If you live your life in despair, that's what happens to you. Say this to yourself every day. It's not over until I win. It's not over till I get through. It's not over till I get over. Not over till I get what I want. Door can't open today, look out. I'm gonna come back and take the hinges off.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's how we must be. No guts, no glory. You've got to be willing to face rejection and no again and again and again. Defeat again and again and again. And every time life knocks you down, you jump up and say, it's not over until I win. It's not over. Oh, it's not over yet. Don't count me out yet. It's you, ladies and gentlemen. You got to take personal responsibility to make it happen. Nobody's going to care more about your dream than you. No one is going to care more about you becoming diamond than you.
If you want to make it happen, it's you. But you've got to take personal responsibility to make it happen.
When life clobbers you across the head and knocks you down and you're in that dark valley, everything in your life is dark. And you're asking yourself, what am I going to do now? And you're doubting yourself. These moments, these are what define your life.
There's going to be things that go on that are out of your control. The worst thing you can do is let something that's out of your control control you. Get control of yourself. Get control of your emotions. Don't get angry. Don't get frustrated. Instead, stay calm and figure out how to move forward.
Things are going to get harder. Things are going to get tougher. That's the way life works. So what you need to do is you need to get harder and you need to get tougher.
I'm talking to you. You're going through a storm right now. And I want you to know that this too shall pass, like every storm that has come to you. Every single storm, this too shall pass. Just because you fail don't make you a failure. And just because you lost don't make you a loser. Whatever you're going through right now, if you can just muster up enough strength to hold on and hold out. I don't care how long it takes you to finish school. Hold on. I don't care how long it takes you to pass that bar exam. Hold on and hold out. If you do not quit, if you do not give up, it's coming, baby. I want you to speak life into that thing. Whatever it is, you feel like, I can't fail another test. I can't go through another day like this. I can't handle it. Whatever your circumstances are, say with me, I can. I can get through this. I will. I will get through this. I must.
You're not a product of your environment. You're not a product of your external storm. What you have or what you don't have, where you come from or what you don't come from. The traumas, the abuses, the good and the bad. None of that dictates, but it's what you will do in the moment. What's your response? What you do matters. As long as there's breath in your lungs, there's hope in your heart. As long as you're breathing, yes, you can.
You have got to make a declaration that I am going to get through this. I am tougher than this. I'm bigger than this. I'm stronger than this. I will not surrender. because whatever challenge is in front of me, it pales in comparison to the power within me. You have got to take full responsibility of your life. I got myself here. I can get myself out, and I am getting out. I am not going to be a volunteer victim.
You will take full ownership. It's my fault. It's my problem. I'm coming up with the solution for it. It's my fault. It's my problem. It's my solution. I'm taking ownership.
You gotta increase your willpower because you're gonna go through it. You gotta look at life when life knocks you down and says, this all you got? The dark? Is this it? I was born in the dark, shaped in the dark, molded by the dark.
I will break you
because I lived in the dark. I trained in the dark. I became this person in the dark. You recycle your pain. Use your pain. You take your pain and let your pain push you to another level. Push you faster than you ever thought you could do, what you ever thought you could be, what you ever thought you could have. You use your pain. You recycle it. I just need you to keep walking toward it.
I don't need you thinking about it no more. You're doing too much thinking. You're analyzing too much. You're talking yourself out of it. I don't know if this is going to work. I tried and it didn't work. I just need you to keep moving. I need you to make up in your mind that the only way you can lose is if you quit. I just need you to keep going.
They make diamonds by one, putting it under pressure, two, putting it under extreme heat, and three, they cut it. When it finishes going through all of that, you cannot break it.
I've been broken so much. I've been defeated so much. I've been disappointed so much in my life that I know what it feels like, and I can handle it.
Once you get to that point, you cannot be broken anymore.
Find that reason to wake up every day and go get it. Everybody's got a dream. Everybody's got a goal. But when you write your why down, what your why does for you is says, you can't quit. You can't give up. You can't stop.
Your spouse is going to push you. Your child is going to push you. The need to get better is going to push you. Because you're closer than you're ever going to be, it's going to push you. Your goals are going to push you. Your dreams are going to push you. The opportunity of a lifetime that happens in this particular time frame is going to push you. It's going to drive you.
You have to make a decision that I will learn from this thing. Every experience is my education. I have already made up my mind that I know I will fall down. I know that I will stumble, but I already see myself getting back up. Therefore, I'm never down. I'm either up or getting back up. I'm gonna learn.
You will never ever be successful until you turn your pain into greatness, until you allow your pain to push you from where you are to push you to where you need to be. Stop running from your pain and embrace your pain. Your pain is going to be a part of your prize, a part of your product. I challenge you to push yourself.
If you would be willing to fight your way through this battle, fight your way through cancer, fight your way through that academic struggle, fight your way through divorce, fight your way through that singing career, fight your way through boxing, fight your way through football, at the end of the fight is going to come victory.
I challenge you to never give up. You're going to be here one day, but you'll never get here if you give up, if you give in, if you quit. And finally, guys, you gotta wanna succeed as bad as you wanna breathe.
And as you crawl up and out of that dismal and wretched place, as you rise above what you were, and as you take the form of who you are supposed to be, in the very act of standing up, in the very act of fighting on, you will become and you will remain unbroken.
Are you a gazelle or are you a lion? And let me tell you the difference between a gazelle and a lion. When the gazelle wakes up, it runs. But if a lion ain't chasing it, it stops running. But when the lion wakes up, it don't need nobody to push it. It pushes itself. Why? Because he realizes that if he does not catch that gazelle, not only him, but his family don't eat. What are you playing this game for? What's your passion? What's your drive? What's your purpose? What's your purpose for playing this game? No alarm clock needed. My passion wakes me up. My drive wakes me up. My determination wakes me up. My ability to be, do, and have whatever I want, it wakes me up. What wakes you up? What drives you? Why are you playing this game? Is it just a game? Or do you eat it? Do you sleep it? Do you drink it? Have you possessed the game?
When you are a lion, it does not make a difference. You realize that if your family is going to eat, that if that pack of lions is to survive, then you gotta go hunt.
You a gazelle, you gonna come up short. You a gazelle, you gonna have an average experience. You a student, I need you in lion mode. You an entrepreneur, I need you in lion mode. You trying to lose weight, lion mode. You can't do nothing significant in gazelle mode. Nothing impressive happens in gazelle mode. Nothing happens in run mode, give up mode, quit mode, scared mode, fearful mode, nothing happens. Everything happened in lion mode, like I'm coming to get you.
A part of being a beast just ain't eating a gazelle. A part of being a beast is the hunts. It's the hunt that they're excited about. They like to see the gazelles run. Then boom, they take off. Cause real lions like to hunt. They love the process just as much as they love the prize. And some of y'all just want to score. You don't like the process. You're not in love with the process.
A true hunter's goal is not the prize. A true hunter's goal is to hunt. That's what they live for. They live to hunt. They don't just live to catch it. It's the whole process.
I'm like the lion. I'm not the gazelle. I don't need something external to motivate me. I find something within.
When you are a true hunter, you don't go by time. You go by the gazelle. When you are a true hunter, you hunt until you get a gazelle, and you don't stop until you get one. And then you get another, and then you get another, and you get another. Keep playing the game. Keep grinding. Keep working.
Look at your belief system every single day and stick with it. Don't rush the process. Trust the process. Don't rush the process. Trust the process.
From this day forward, I will give 120% or nothing at all.
When you want something bad, you can't count the cost. Because if you count the cost and you see how much it costs, you might quit. You might give up. So you got to go in knowing that I don't count the cost. I do as many push-ups as it takes, as many reps as it takes. I study as long as it takes. I pay whatever the price is. Why? Because if I start counting the cost, I might quit. I might give up. I might surrender. Don't count the cost. You get to a point where you don't count it. You just do whatever it takes to get whatever you want.
Winners win and losers lose. And if you create a culture of losing, if you keep being a victim, if you keep letting losing happen to you, if you keep letting people do you and treat you any kind of way, it's going to become a culture.
You got to give up that mediocre part of you. You got to give up this common thinking you got, it's telling you you can't do this, that you can't have this, that it's not possible for you. You got to give that up. You got to trust yourself. You got to know you came here with the stuff in you. You are a winner. You were born to win. It is your right to win. It is your right to have your dream. You don't get this stuff. You don't get these ideas unless you also have the capacity to make it happen.
Use your gift and become stronger, become better, become faster, become smarter, become more productive. And you know what? You will build a life that says, I told you so, without having to say a fucking word.
There are moments in your life that you feel overwhelmed by life, by people, by your own issues, by your own circumstances, by demands, by struggles.
You're gonna fail, and you could be in your head, you could be saying, I'm not good enough.
Life has a way of humbling you. Life will make you shut up. Life will mute you. Shut you down. Because all of us, if you live long enough, will go through a period of feeling so overwhelmed that you think, if one more thing, if the phone rings one more time, if I get another text, if I get another email, and sooner or later you feel, oh God, just get me out of this.
At times you won't want to come out the house. At times you'll be feeling bad and don't know why. What's wrong? I don't know. Just leave me alone. Why did that happen? I don't know. It's called life, and you have to deal with it.
Don't you give up on your dream. Don't you do it. Don't you do it. Don't you do it. Don't you quit.
The part of beginning to get unstuck, you've got to decide that the behavior pattern that you have adopted doesn't work for you. You've got to change your strategies, and changing your strategy means reinventing your life, recreating you, and you have the power to do that. You want to take responsibility for your life. You can decide that you're going to change, that you're not going to be a wimp. I got me here, I can get me out of this. And I'm getting out. I'm not going to be a volunteer victim. You can decide that you're going to stand up to life. You can permit it to let it hold you down, or you can decide, I'm not going to let that happen to me. I'm bigger than this. You can decide that I'm going to live each day as if it were my last. You can decide I'm going to work on myself and develop myself. I'm going to empower me. And all of these things that are happening to me right now, they're just temporary inconveniences. They're not stronger than I am. I'm in charge here.
I am not phenomenally skilled, but phenomenally will. I will not give up. I will not surrender. I will not quit. It is a phenomenal will that says every time I get knocked down, I will get back up and I will succeed. I will not surrender. I need you to match whatever effort the enemy is putting up. Whoever your enemy is, match the doggone effort.
The only thing you got as a man, your character, your integrity, and what you stand on. What you say, what it means to you. If there's any fear in your spirit right now, it ain't for you. This for warriors, man. This for soldiers, man.
To him whom much is given, much is required. You cannot build anything that won't bring a battle. And if you're going through a battle right now, it's only because you're building something.
Your pain ain't permanent. It might last for a second. It might last for a minute. It might last for an hour. It might last for a week. It might last for months. But sooner or later, if you do not surrender, if you do not give up, if you do not give in, it will subside.
You can talk like a victim, you can act like a victim, or you could be a victor and you can say, despite the odds, I will defy the odds.
What will you do with your pain? Will you let it break you, or will you let it redefine you?
You've got to continue to work on yourself personally. You've got to decide to be relentless. You've got to decide never to give up. You've got to find some reasons within yourself that will give you the stamina when life catches you on the blind side to get back up again, to keep on calling and coming back again and again and again.
You're going to quit or you're going to make it to yourself? You're going to quit or you're going to make it to your goal?
Because life is a fight. It's a fight for integrity. It's a fight for character. It's a fight for a good reputation, your goals, your dreams, your ambitions, because they don't give you those things when you're born. So every morning, I've got to wake up and I've got to fight. I got to fight for my dreams. I got to fight for character. I got to fight for integrity.
But to win fights, you got to have stamina. You got to be ready to fight and bounce back. Punch and counter punch, jab and jab back. You better not feel sorry for yourself. You better not lay down and quit. You better get up and fight. Because a happy spirit does the body good like medicine. Sharks are hunters and predators. They never stop swimming. In fact, if a shark stops swimming, it will die. If a shark goes backwards, it will die. Think like a shark, act like a shark, and behave like a shark.
I'm going to think, I'm going to execute, and I'm going to win. I'm going to execute what I've been trained to do.
You got to chase it like a man possessed. You got to go get it.
And that's how you get to the next level.
You have to be disciplined every single day and train yourself to follow through on all your fundamentals, and that's how you're going to be successful. You have to do it when you don't feel like it. You have to do it when you feel discouraged. You have to do it when you don't feel healthy. You have to do it when you're under the weather. Every single day, you have to train yourself to focus and commit to your business and follow through. And don't you quit.
A few of you know what it is to have something to so scald you, so burn you, so beat you, so pulverize you, that your fight goes out of you. And you are so scattered and so broken and so fragmented that you don't even know whether you can ever live again, or whether you will ever smile again, or whether you will ever live to fight another day, or whether you'll be able to pull yourself together just to fake a smile for a few minutes in front of people to say, I'm doing okay, knowing you're lying on the inside. I'm talking about going through so much that something inside of you dies. And you wonder, can I get back up again?
In that moment when life comes at you the fucking hardest, you will panic and you will forget who the fuck you are.
Success will taste stressful because your opportunities come wrapped in opposition. Opportunity comes in chaos. It is good to be uncomfortable. I've never met anybody who was terribly creative or gifted or strong in leadership who was also comfortable.
those exceptional people who are uncomfortable with the times and rise to the challenge because they refuse to allow the chaos around them to determine the conqueror within them. People who resist the toll to go down and stand fiercely in spite of opposition and say, I'm going to do it anyway.
I don't care what it is. I don't care how many times you've had to cry yourself to sleep. I don't care how difficult it is. Don't you dare give up now. Because whatever is over you defines you. And whatever defines you limits you. You better put some strength in your back, plant your feet, square your shoulders, and stand up to it. Don't you dare sit down. Don't you dare crumble under the weight of it. Don't you dare give in because of the nature of it. Don't you dare go home and raise the white flag of surrender. This is not your season to die. This is not your season to quit. There's joy, there's peace, there's breakthrough, but you'll never see it if you don't stand up to it.
I'm not trying to veer to the left or veer to the right or gradually get it together. I'm getting ready to do something so radical and so massive. I'm going to turn the whole thing 180 degrees.
And when that thing tells you to quit, you look at it in his eye and say, I ain't going nowhere. I will break you before you break me.
I will break you.
You will not defeat me. You will not destroy me. You can't take me. You will not break me. You will not stop me. You will not defeat me. The only way I lose is if I quit. It's going to be a dogfight. You can contain it for a while, but you cannot stop this. You can't stop it. You've been through so much hell. You gonna quit now? Don't cry to give up. Cry to keep going. Sometimes in life, you have to hit back. Allow your pain to push you to greatness. I've been broken so much. I've been defeated so much. I've been disappointed so much in my life that I know what it feels like and I can handle it. And when you get to success, it's not about skill. When you get to a certain level of success, it's about stamina.
Are you hearing what I'm telling you? Once you get to that point, you cannot be broken anymore.
Go get your doggone stuff and don't let nobody tell you no.
Don't run from the chaos. Stand still and let the chaos run from you.
Life happens. The unexpected. The uncalled for. The unintentional. We've been damaged emotionally. Damaged spiritually.
You're going to lose loved ones. You're going to get fired. Your house going to get foreclosed on. Somebody going to give you a notice. The bank gonna lose your money. Somebody gonna steal something from you. Your car gonna break down. All that's gonna happen. If you sought, you ain't gonna win. I'm sorry. Because the devil is busy. The devil gonna throw hardship your way. He testing you too. This ain't finna be easy. Life is not getting ready to be easy for you. You can stop hoping for that. You gotta get doggedly tough. Period. You know, they send you a notice during the weather storm when a hurricane coming, everybody got to evacuate. In order to be successful, sometimes you can't evacuate. You got to board up the windows. You got to stay and protect what's yours.
You can't quit now. I don't care if you don't have the money and you don't have the help and you don't have the family for it and you don't have the friends for it. You cannot quit. You might have to make adjustments. You might have to find another way. You might have to learn new things. You might not move as quick. You might not have as much, but you cannot quit.
If I was going to quit, I would have quit a long time ago. I've come too far for that now. I will not be defeated. And I've made up in my mind that I will get a reward for the pain that I go through, no matter the price.
You can get through this, cause you bigger than this, you better than this, you tougher than this. And when you get to the other side, you're gonna be better, you're gonna be bigger, you're gonna be bolder.
A person's character is not judged when they ride the wave of success, when everyone chants their name and you want to be their friend. No, your character is put to the test when your back is against the wall.
Somebody told you it was over. Somebody sent you home. Somebody told you you'll never be a doctor. They sent you home. You fail. Never give up. You don't give up on me. You don't quit on me. You man up. You woman up. You get your life back. When you come up against that thing, I'll do that thing. And you can't do it when you get there. You got to already make up your mind before you get to cancer. You got to already make up your mind before you get to that exam and pass that exam. You got to make up in your mind when you're talking to your husband, when you're talking to your wife, when you're talking to that sickness. You got to look at it before you even get to it. So don't you ever give up.
Failure has made me who I am today. Failure gives you two choices. You stay down or you get up. Well, I'm up and I am fired up because I have figured it out. And I can stay down or I can get my ass up. And I'm in the getting up business.
You're not going to die in this trial. You're going to make it. In fact, you're going to be better.
When life knocks your butt down, I need you to get back up and I need you to go heavy. When uncertainty creeps in, I need you to get up and get right back on the thing that knocked you off and I need you to go heavy on it. When something doesn't turn out the way you want it to turn out, I need you to attack the very thing that didn't turn out the way that you wanted to turn out and I need you to go heavy on it.
You don't judge a person by where they stand in times of comfort and convenience. You judge them by where they stand in times of challenge and controversy. And when you work for something, it gives you a different type of attachment to it. The harder you work, the harder it is to surrender. That's why cats can give up so easy. They ain't got nothing invested. But when a cat work for something, like when a cat been sacrificed for something, well, you gonna have a cold day in hell before you take it from them. Because they value it different.
When people die, or people get sick, or something happens in your life, if all you're doing it for is a car and a house, that can stop you. But if you're doing it for your mom, for your siblings, for your family, for your community, nothing can stop you. You cannot be broken. When you have an intrinsic goal, when you're doing it because you value it, when you're doing it because you can, when you're doing it because it represents who you are, when it's internal, no mountain, no trial, no tribulation, nothing can stop you.
And no matter what you walk through, no matter how broken your life is right now, no matter how many times you failed, there's a power within you that's stronger than whatever's going on around you. So I'm not retreating. I'm not running. I don't care what the odds are. I'll get it done or die trying. I worked too hard to get here in order to give up now. I put in too many hours, too much sweat, too much blood, too much tears. I worked my ass off to get here. I'm not going anywhere. I'm gonna win.
I got here not because I'm the strongest, not because I'm the fastest, not because I'm the best, but I kept fighting and fighting and fighting, and I just made up in my mind, I'm gonna get through this. You are not gonna stop me. I got too far. I've come too far to give up now.
Regardless of what happens to you in life, regardless of the adversity, regardless of the opposition, regardless of the trials and tribulations, nothing can stop you. The only thing that can stop you is you.
You want affirmation? Look yourself in the mirror and say, I think I can. I think I can. I think I can. I know I can. Do whatever it takes. You your biggest driver.
I know what you're going through. Countless hours sitting up, thinking if your life will ever get better. Thinking about everybody that's passed away, that's walked out your life.
There are some things in life that are out of your control that you can't change and you're gonna live with. The choice that we have though is either to give up or keep on going. I wanna ask you, what are you gonna believe? Are you gonna believe in yourself? Are you gonna believe everybody else's judgment on you? Are you gonna believe people when they say that you're a failure? No one really likes you, no one really cares about you. People ask you how you are and you say fine, but you're not fine and they'll never know that. There are some times in life where you fall down and you feel like you don't have the strength to get back up. Maybe you have doubt in your life. Maybe you don't know for sure what's going to be happening in the future and it scares you. Maybe you're worried about what people think of you, what people say about you. Just that fear paralyzes you. And I just want to ask you today, do you think you have hope? You see, I will try 100 times to get up, and if I fail 100 times, if I fail and I give up, do you think that I'm ever going to get up? No. But if I fail, I try again and again and again. For as long as I try, there's always that chance of getting up. And it's not the end until you've given up. And just the fact that you're here should persuade you that you have another chance to get back up. There's still hope.
I want to challenge you tonight
to get up. Some of you getting up means, all right, here I am. I got some challenges. I'm tired of being quiet about it. Others of you getting up means I'm fighting back. I'm going to a doctor. Getting up means I'm going back to counseling. Getting up says, all right, I'm going to start the medication again. Getting up is, you know what? Maybe I can get a job. Maybe my mission has not been destroyed by my depression. I'm getting up. You got to get up to find your purpose.
I dare you to fail. I dare you take that same class over and over again. I dare you stop dropping classes like you saw.
See, getting what you want is up to you. You can turn your life around if you change your attitude. You change your attitude, you change your altitude.
Your mind and attitude is all you need to be successful. That's all you need. You don't need to be born with a silver spoon in your mouth. You don't need money. You don't even need folks that like you. As long as you believe in you, you got the right mindset, you got the right attitude, we can make it happen. I don't care what's going on around you, because it's not what happens around you that determines your success. It's what happens inside you. And you can't control the elements, but you can control your attitude and you can control your mindset.
Life is going to see how bad you want what you say you want. Impose your will on it. Life will give in to you if it knows you're serious about whatever it is that you're trying to do. Life will give in to you. Whenever you start, you make sure you finish. If you do not kill me, you will not stop my drive. No petty adversity will not stop me. I have to complete every mission that I set out on.
From this day forward, set out to achieve greatness, not by looking for someone to give it to you, but by going through all of the blood, all of the sweat, all of the hard work, by going to work to set your own inner greatness free. No matter what anyone else has said or how anyone else has made you feel before, it's there. So you had it harder than other people. Well, then you're going to have to work a little harder. But trust me when I say you have greatness inside you.
Wherever we are, with whatever hand that life has dealt us, we have the freedom of spirit. We can go through life whining and weeping, or we can have the kind of spirit that regardless of what happens to you, you can stand up inside of yourself. You have an unconquerable soul. It can be painful. It will be uncomfortable. And that's where the growth is. When you're stretching out, when you're taking life by the collar, you're going to get thrown to the ground again and again and again. But when you have determination and you know that what you're doing is right, it gives you your life, it gives a special meaning and power to you, you'll begin to discover some things about you that you don't know you've got when you put yourself in that type of challenging situation.
It is literally at the darkest moment when it dawns. You don't really even get to the next level to your darkest moments.
No matter what you've ever been through, you had to go through it to get right here. There's glory on the other side of pain. No pain lasts always. And when you make up your mind to deal with pain because you know what it feels like, man, ain't a devil in hell can stop what you're trying to do.
There's one side of pain that's the suffering and the discomfort side of pain. But then there's another side of pain that's called effort. It's called glory. It's called, if you can find a way to push through pain, there's something greater on the other side of it. And if you never tap into it, it's because the first time you felt it, you backed off.
Stop tripping when it gets dark and you running. You running from your success. Why would you do something for 10 years then quit? If you was gonna quit, you should have quit when you put your first brand in it. You like 9,800 hours deep into it, it only takes 10,000 hours. So it's not the darkest moment that's the problem. You the problem, and your perspective is the problem.
Every time you come up to a challenge, you quit, you surrender, you give in. Every single thing I go through, I remember I was homeless, and I draw from it. Every single time I'm going through pain, I remember that I've gone through pain since I was a kid. I draw from it. Recycle your pain. Get something from it. You're already in pain. Use it. Do something with it. Allow it to take you to the next level. Allow your pain to push you to greatness.
You must eradicate excuses. You will never ever point the finger at anybody again. You will never blame another human being, even if they're wrong. You will not point the finger. You will not say, because she didn't do what she was supposed to do, or because he didn't do what he was supposed to do, I couldn't do what I was supposed to do. You're never gonna say that again. You're going to take 100% ownership.
Take full responsibility for your life.
accept where you are and the responsibility that you're going to take yourself where you want to go. We have two primary choices in life. We can either accept conditions as they exist, or we can take the responsibility to change them.
The difference between the winners in life and the people that constantly live their lives on the lowest level is that the winners handle problems better. They look at the situation and they say, what do I need to do, instead of why me? And they look to fix the problem so that the next time around, they're prepared for it. If you want to be a real winner in life, don't try and avoid problems. Get really masterful at handling them.
See, a lot of people want to exempt themselves from taking responsibility. All they want to do is talk about the problem. Every time you see them, they'll tell you their story over and over and over and over again. No, no. You want to take responsibility for your life. I got me here, I can get me out of this. And I'm getting out. You can decide that you're going to change, that you're not going to be a wimp. I'm not going to be a volunteer victim.
The single most determining factor of the quality of your life is predicated upon your mindset.
The easiest thing I do every year, ladies and gentlemen, is earn millions of dollars. That's the easy part. Speaking of corporations, that was easy to do. Let me tell you what it took me years to do, was to believe that I could do it. That's the biggest thing that you will have to overcome. I would go see these various speakers, and I would sit back and watch them. And I would start going to the car, be fired up. And I said, I could do that. And my mind then would say, Les Brown, you can't do that. You don't have a college education. Les Brown, you can't do that. You've never worked for a major corporation. Les Brown, you can't do that. You've never had any experience doing things like this before. You don't know the right people. You don't have the complexion of connection. Why would someone hire you? Why would someone hire you to teach them and to motivate them to do something that you have never done? Be practical. Be realistic. Be logical. It can't be done. You have no credentials. And so based upon that, I didn't even attempt to do it. I held myself back. Maya Angelou said that most people go so far in life and then they park. They take some hits. They have some failures. They have some disappointments. And they stop dead in their tracks. I went through a divorce from someone that I love very much. I was embarrassed. Boom. My mother was diagnosed with breast cancer. I was hurt. Boom. My best friend was diagnosed with cancer of the liver. Boom. I took a hit. I was diagnosed 9 years ago with prostate cancer and given 2 to 3 years to live. Boom. I took a hit. I parked. I took so many hits. Perhaps that's what Bigger Thomas said. The impulse to dream has been slowly beaten out of me through the experiences of life. Wasn't even dreaming anymore. I didn't even know where I was.
You'll think this is it for you. And other people will think you're done too. They'll be telling you to give up.
And people you thought that would support you will turn against you. They'll criticize you. They'll tear you down. Your life will be full of darkness and you won't see a way out.
But when you're down in that hole, I want you to remember something. The only person who can save you is you.
Your job in this moment is to muster up enough strength to push yourself back out of your negative pattern of thinking and into the arena of life once again.
If you spend 30 minutes thinking about the fact you can't do something, I need you to spend an hour dreaming about the fact that you can.
What's the worst thing that can happen if I decide to take a chance on me? People laugh at me? I lose all my money? So I can come back again. See, my wealth is not determined based upon what I have. My wealth is determined based upon who I am.
That's why I want you to increase your goals dramatically. And I don't want you to ask yourself how you're going to do it. How is none of your business. There's a reason we're told to walk by faith and not by sight. The reason we're told to call forth those things that be not as though they were. You have power in you that you don't even know.
You want to develop an ongoing strategy, a plan of action of self-empowerment.
So you've got to listen to music and speeches that can uplift you. Read books to strengthen your thoughts. Watch movies that fire you up. Because you're going to constantly have low moments where you won't want to keep going.
You'll want to just fall apart. So you've got to control what you let in your mind and reprogram it with positivity. If you don't program your mind, life will program you.
Monitor your self-talk and realize that you're more than able. You were born for this, that you have the power within you to live your dream. And as you read and feed your mind with the pictures and the dreams and the words that empower you, it does something to you. It stimulates you. It inspires you. And you say, hey, I can do it too. And you find yourself being competent. Let that drive you to make sure you do your homework, to work hard at developing technical mastery, of covering all of your bases, so that whatever comes, you can handle it.
If you listen to what everybody else is saying, if you judge according to appearances, then you will find yourself constantly being negative. But you want to go to the other end of the spectrum. You want to know some way, somehow, things are going to get better. How? I don't know, and I don't have to know. I just have to have faith and believe that everything's gonna be all right. All I need to do is to know it, to expect it, and to keep on doing what I can, where I am, with what I've got right now.
Start planning and preparing for what it is that you want, because you expect to get it. If you want to come out here and reach your goals and make your dreams come true, you don't want to do it by dragging and doing it casually. No, you want to begin to put out more energy and more effort than ever before. You've got to become unstoppable, because there'll be many things to turn you around. You've got to think constantly on why you're doing it. What are the rewards? What's there for you across the goal line? What are the things that'll make it worth it for you?
My life is worthwhile. Doesn't matter what I've experienced. Doesn't matter about what I don't have. Doesn't matter about what I've gone through. What's important is that where I am right now, that I live life and I experience my life fully. And you owe it to yourself. So when you get up in the morning, that you can look yourself in the face and say, hey, I'm living my life on my terms.